The views and opinions expressed during this podcast are those of our guests. No one person speaks for AA as a whole.
Get in the Car, an AA Traditions radio comedy in stereo. Produced by Our Primary Purpose, the official podcast of the General Service Office in the U.S. and Canada.
My name is Kate, and I'm an alcoholic. My home group is Mixed Nuts, and true to our name, we are a diverse mix, and we're all nuts. Fortunately, we're not all nuts on the same day, except the day the church told us we'd need to find a new meeting place. Everyone was crazy that day.
Oh mon Dieu, our home group will be homeless.
I can't believe they're throwing us out.
Yeah, well, I've been thrown out of better places than this.
But how could they do this to us?
No one is doing it to us, Helen.
It's against the traditions.
Which tradition, Jake?
It's got to be against one of them.
Let's all calm down and sit down so we can start the business meeting.
I just love this old basement. The musty smell, the stained linoleum, the beige folding chairs.
It's a dump.
But it's our dump.
Not anymore.
Kate, do we know why we must leave?
Because the church doesn't like how it looks with all of us smoking out front.
That must be why the pastor is always yelling, "Get your butts off the lawn!"
What if we just refuse to leave? Make them drag us out of the basement. I could see the headlines. The Church vs. AA. Who does God love more?
It has nothing to do with us. The church is selling the building.
But why does the church need to sell the building, huh? Let's talk about that.
Do I have to read Tradition 10?
No, you don't, Rebel.
Too late. Already got the service manual out. No AA group or member should ever, in such a way as to implicate AA...
Oh, no, it's the long form.
...express any opinion on outside controversial issues, particularly those of politics, alcohol reform, or sectarian religion.
Yeah, well, each group is autonomous, so we could do whatever we want.
Tradition 4 isn't a pass to ignore the rest of the traditions. Read the long form. It's mostly about consulting with others.
Traditions are just peer pressure from dead people.
Traditions ensure our survival. Did you ever hear of the Washingtonians?
No.
Yeah, no one has. They were a huge movement, just like AA. They helped thousands of hopeless drunks get sober. But instead of sticking to the one thing they did best, helping drunks, they also got involved in political affiliation and alcohol reform. This caused so much division and disunity among them that they disappeared.
Good reminder, Rebel. We have 12 traditions to guide us through all our group problems, including finding a new place to meet.
Oh!
Someone is actually raising their hand to speak, as if this is a meeting and not a free-for-all. Go ahead, Selena.
I'd like to volunteer to get the search started, see what's out there, and bring information back to the group.
For those of you who don't know Selena, she is organized, energetic, and grounded in our traditions. I know because I'm her sponsor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Well...
Yes, Rebel.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm disorganized, lazy, and grounded in the traditions, and I'd like to help with the search.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Who else wants to be on the committee? Dave?
No, I'm raising my hand because they got a spare room at the pool hall you should look at. Then we could shoot a few games after the meeting.
I also have an extra room at my patisserie.
I'm writing that down. I love your coffee.
The courthouse is free at night. We could sit on those benches in the gallery.
I want to sit in the jury box. Decide who's innocent and who's guilty.
No one wanted to serve on the committee, but everyone wanted to tell them what to do. Selena noted it all while Rebel scowled. I wasn't sure how it would go with the two of them, but I got a clue when Selena called the next morning.
I've been sitting outside Rebel's apartment for 10 minutes. No sign of him.
Yes, I got the feeling he marches to his own drummer.
We're going to be late for our first appointment. Here he comes, finally.
Well, love and tolerance of others.
He's stopping to light up a cigarette. Ugh, I'll call you later, Kate. You can't smoke in my car.
Good morning to you, too.
We're going to be late for our first appointment.
Sorry, I'm not a morning person.
Whoa!
We need to show we'll be reliable tenants.
So maybe we don't get a ticket on the way? Where are we going?
The Civic Center.
R834 at counter number 12.
You're late, and you didn't fill out the RT form.
RT? Does that stand for red tape?
Could we possibly fill it out with you now?
Ugh, I suppose. Group renting the room?
Mixed nuts.
Excuse me?
It's an AA group.
Number of members?
We don't keep membership lists.
But it's about 2 million.
The room only fits 60.
That's perfect for our group.
I'll need your mission statement.
To help the alcoholic who still suffers.
A written statement.
Fine, I'll write it out for you. To help the...
Really?
Alcoholic.
Here's a copy of AA's 12 Traditions. It should suffice.
So you're employed by AA?
No, we're volunteers.
I'd rather talk to the professionals.
It's right there on that page. Tradition 8. AA should remain forever non-professional.
Well, you certainly are unprofessional. What kind of entrance fee will you charge?
AA has no dues or fees and no membership requirements. Everyone is welcome.
Hopefully not everyone.
Yes, everyone. Beggars, tramps, asylum inmates.
What?
I'm quoting the Tradition 3 essay.
I know, but...
Prisoners, queers, plain crackpots.
Ugh.
And fallen women.
Also, doctors, lawyers, teachers, every kind of person you can imagine.
The mayor won't like if we end up with a bunch of drunks downtown.
You already have a bunch of drunks downtown. At least our drunks are trying to get sober.
We don't want to take any more of your valuable time. I'll finish filling out the RT form and send it to you. Just call me if you have any questions.
One more thing.
No more thanks. We'll see ourselves out. Thank you.
Slow down. You walk as fast as you drive. I had more to say in there.
I think you said more than enough.
They need to know everyone is welcome at an AA meeting. Any age, race, social status.
Right. But do you know the expression leading with the chin?
They're not going to rent a space anyway. Or if they do, it'll take months.
Fine. You stand here smoking in front of the no smoking sign. I'm going to make a call in my car.
Hi, Selena. How'd it go?
Este tío no me le puede creer.
That good, huh?
Rebels should be called rubble. He leaves everything in ruins, and he thinks he wrote the traditions.
He is very passionate about them, and about helping alcoholics.
Well, he's not helping this alcoholic.
You're reminding me of a line in Tradition 3 essay that...
Please don't say beggars, tramps, and fallen women.
No, the line about troublesome people, how they can be our best teachers of patience and tolerance.
Well, here comes my teacher. I'll talk to you later.
Did you call your sponsor to complain about me?
Ugh. Get in the car.
So, what's next?
A beautiful loft space. It's where I practice yoga.
Yeah, I've seen you at the meeting in your outfit.
My outfit?
The fancy yoga pants and carrying the mat so everyone knows you're spiritual.
That's it, you're going home.
Whoa, wait! I think yoga's great. I've read all about it.
Well, you have to actually do it.
I know. My sponsor thinks it would help me to not be so much up in my head. My brain has always run the show. My body was just a transport device my brain used to get to the liquor store. What's this place called?
Willow Yoga. She's a huge fan of AA.
Who is?
Willow.
That's her name?
Yes.
Does she do the tree pose a lot?
You really think you should be making fun of people's names, Rebel?
Selena, namaste.
Namaste. This is Rebel.
No namaste for me. I'm not into the whole Sanskrit appropriation thing. Ow! You stomped on my foot.
It would have hurt more if you weren't wearing shoes.
Why wouldn't I be wearing shoes?
Because the sign says, please remove your shoes.
Footwear tracks in all sorts of bacteria and chemicals. And since we are so close to the floor on our mats...
Yeah, what about the seating? I'm not sitting on some sweaty yoga mat.
I could get us folding chairs.
Anything we can do to clarify this is not a yoga class for people in AA. It's an AA group that happens to meet in a yoga studio. See, Willow...
We have these traditions that were born out of AA experience in the early 1940s.
Which we do not expect non-alcoholics to know about.
Which is why I'm explaining them.
You both need to breathe. Together. Breathe in peace. Breathe out tension.
I like tension. So our traditions urge that we not let anything distract us from our primary purpose.
To carry the AA message to the alcoholic who's still suffering.
And I'm looking at all the tapestries and the posters of chakras. The place screams yoga.
I like to think that it whispers yoga. But let me ask you this. In the churches where you meet, do the crosses or stained glass distract you?
We've had decades to get used to them.
But don't you think the wider the variety of places we meet, the more it says everyone is welcome, no matter where we meet?
Maybe. What kind of rent are we talking about?
Whatever you can afford. I didn't start a yoga studio to get rich.
We have another tradition that we pay our own way. The irresponsible need to be responsible. And we don't look for any special AA discounts.
That's the first time anyone's negotiated with me to make their rent higher.
I'm going to take some photos to show the group.
Make sure you get a picture of this sign.
Please remove your shoes.
Tradition 3 says we must never compel anyone to pay anything, believe anything, or conform to anything.
We have this nice bench where people can sit while they take off their shoes and cubbies to store them in.
But what about the newcomer who sees that sign, is ashamed of the holes in his socks, and leaves? Or doesn't see the sign and just sits down? Do we need a sergeant at arms or feet to go make her take her shoes off?
You're going to make this about feet?
They're important in AA. There's that quote. Our heads can be in the clouds, but our feet need to be on the ground.
Don't.
And where does this simple kit of spiritual tools get laid, huh? At our feet.
Stop.
The only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. There's nothing about removing your shoes in Tradition 3.
Well, Tradition 2 says our leaders are but trusted servants. The final authority is the group conscience. So the group gets to decide, not you.
Oh, that's good, Selena.
But will he leave the group if we move to the yoga studio?
Not your problem.
Can you pray the serenity prayer at someone? You know, God grant Rebel the serenity to...
No. You need to come with me to some Al-Anon meetings.
Not now. We have to go to the library.
Okay. Go tell him the four most spiritual words in AA. Get in the car.
I did, but it wasn't very spiritual. I think she's the librarian I talked to on the phone.
The woman with the tats? She's a librarian?
Hi, I called about renting a room for AA meeting.
It was Selena, right? I'm Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. I'm Rebel. This place is nice.
Wait, you've lived here years? You've never been to the library?
Well, no. But if we had a meeting here, I'd come all the time.
We'll need you to fill out this form.
Oh, Rebel hates forms.
No, I don't.
Well, I may be able to save you the trouble of filling it out. We don't accept groups charging admission.
We'd never do that.
You have to be non-political.
We run screaming from politics.
Also, any event at the library has to be open to everyone.
We are an open meeting.
Is AA religious?
No, a lot of people think so, but...
The only reason we ask is the library can't be seen as favoring any one religion over another.
That's how it is with us. This is amazing.
And the library likes to make it clear that we do not endorse any organization.
Perfect. We don't accept endorsements or give them. I can't believe how much the two of us have in common.
You and Jasmine?
What? I meant the library and AA.
Would we be able to serve refreshments?
Yes. What night of the week are you looking for?
We were actually hoping for 3 nights a week.
I'm sorry. The board won't approve more than 1 night per week.
Oh, no.
We just have so many groups holding events. The book club, the garden club, senior nights.
Senior nights? You can come here all the time, Revel.
Not senior nights. Maybe we can meet online the other 2 nights.
Maybe we're putting our personal desires ahead of the common welfare. But let's fill out the form, and we'll see what the group says.
That night, Selena called and was asking what else she could read on the traditions.
I'm sure there's more than just the 12 and 12.
Oh, yes. I love the essays introducing each of the traditions that appeared in our magazine Grapevine back in the mid-40s. They're collected in the book Language of the Heart and on the Grapevine app. Is there something specific?
To be honest, I'm looking for ammunition.
To use against Rebel? Our traditions are not only about relationships with the outside world, they're also about relationships with each other. You should probably look at the traditions checklist.
What's that?
It's a list of questions on each tradition that members can ask themselves. I keep a copy on my desk. So, for example, under Tradition 1, it asks, am I in my group a healing, mending, integrating person? Am I sometimes divisive?
Obviously, Rebel has not read the checklist.
Am I as considerate of AA members as I want them to be of me? Am I gentle with those who rub me the wrong way? Or am I sometimes abrasive?
That's on the checklist?
Yes. I know Rebel is one of those sandpaper people, but sometimes they come into our lives to help us smooth out our sharp edges.
Well, I need to get to bed. We're back at it tomorrow. 10 minutes late again.
I strive for consistency.
Whoa!
I never eat anything before going on a roller coaster or getting in your car.
Then you're in for a treat. Our first stop is Henri's Patisserie.
Henri? You mean Henry? From our group?
Yes. He's an amazing pastry chef.
We'll see.
Selena! Bonjour! And who are you again?
Very funny. You gonna lay a kiss on me too?
It is two little ones. Follow me down this hall. It is full of dusty tables and chairs, but I hope you can see what it could be.
Oh yes, this is lovely. All the windows and light.
Except we meet at night, so it'll be dark.
I do need to talk with you about that. I live right upstairs and I must wake up at 4 a.m. every morning to start baking, so it would be better for me if we met earlier.
No, we're not doing that.
Well, it would be up to the group.
Changing the time we meet to fit one member's sleep schedule? Tradition 12 says we need to put principles before personalities.
I know, but...
Then there's Tradition 6 that says we should avoid affiliation or endorsement, actual or implied. So, should we be sitting in a meeting drinking from cups with the name of your business on them?
We can use different cups.
Why don't we just make it a morning meeting so you can get your sleep and we can all buy your pastries and coffees?
I'm not doing this to make money. The place would be rent-free.
No, the group needs to pay rent.
I know we can't accept outside contributions, but Henri is a member.
So then it becomes Henry's meeting?
No, it doesn't.
We're getting the room for free. We should do what Henry says.
Shh, I have customers.
See, it's happening already. So, do we even bother passing the basket, Tradition 7? Forget the money and forget that spiritual aspect of self-support, that sense of belonging we get when we contribute to our group.
Okay, okay.
We should give all that up for free rent and some croissants?
Croissant!
We're disturbing Henry's customers.
Oh, let's not disturb anyone over some silly little principles.
Just forget it. I'm sorry I even brought it up. You cannot use my patisserie.
Probably for the best. Because what if we're meeting here 3 times a week and you decide to start drinking again? That'd be awkward.
Rebel, how could you say that?
Was that insensitive? Oh, I'm sorry. Come on, Henri. Let's hug it out. Or shall we kiss?
Just go.
But Selena says the pastries are so good. Let me just get a coffee and a croissant.
Out the door. Now.
Rebel, Henri is a member of our group. How could you attack him like that?
I was defending our traditions. Without them, the group dies. And without the group, I die.
Yeah, or I kill you. You accused Henri of putting his personal interests before the group.
Yep, Tradition 12.
Meanwhile, you personally don't want the group to meet at Henri's place. So you bloviate about the traditions until he withdraws his offer. Now the group has one less option.
You're right. If there's any way you can patch things up with Henri, let's include it as an option. I bloviate? Really?
Now and then. Next up is that new apartment complex on Oak. They have a common room. And don't worry, it's not free. Hi, I spoke with Madison about renting this common room.
I've had so many calls.
who are you with?
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Right. Well, guys, this would be a perfect room for your meetings. Not that I've ever been to one, but they're in so many shows. And you should pick a fun room like this so AA doesn't look like it's some leper colony.
We'd get this whole area plus the kitchen?
Yes, so you can make coffee. I know you people live for coffee. And I can give you a code for 10% off matcha lattes.
Could you reduce the rent? It seems high.
What I can do is arrange some sponsorships. I know you're big into sponsorship.
Not the kind you're talking about.
Okay. You see that window? A bus stop is that close. For all your people who have DUIs and can't drive.
Good, but back to the rent.
Okay, like, what if a lot more people came to the meeting?
You're saying we'd collect more cash so we could pay more rent?
OMG, who still takes cash? But yes, because I have like 80,000 followers, and most of them drink too much. So I can promote your hot new meeting.
We believe in attraction, not promotion.
11th tradition.
You know what I could do? My cousin started going to meetings, and he's on this sitcom that is just blowing up. I can put it out on the socials that he'll be at your meeting.
Your cousin would let you do that?
I'm sure he would.
Then I need to talk to him about the traditions.
Okay, let me show you guys how many people I can get in the room in like 10 minutes. Sup, chat? I'm here live with my friends.
Don't do that.
Shh. We are live at the uncommonly cool common room on Oak. And I have a couple of spokespeople from AA.
We're not spokespeople. AA doesn't have spokespeople.
That's Rebel. What's your last name, Boo? Wait. What are you doing with my phone? Give me back my phone.
What did you do, Rebel?
He dropped my phone in my Americano. That phone cost $2,000.
I bet you got it free.
Selena called me from the sheriff's office, surprisingly calm, actually amused about the whole thing. It turns out Rebel knew the sheriff for bringing meetings into the jail, so it all went away once Rebel offered Madison some cash, which she took. He and Selena even made it to their last appointment.
This is a funeral parlor.
Yes, Riley and Son's funeral home.
We can't have AA meetings at a funeral home.
Contempt prior to investigation, anyone?
Newcomers already feel like their life is over when they come into AA. This would just confirm it.
What happened to let's let the group decide?
Hello. Are you here for the viewing?
We're here to view a room. Are you Mr. Riley?
Oh, no. I'm his apprentice, Adrian. I got my degree in embalming. But to become a funeral director, I need to work with living people, too. The bereaved.
How interesting.
I'll get Mr. Riley.
I'm Damien. I work with the dead.
It's Adrian.
You think they teach them to talk like that in mortuary school? The
I'm dead too, voice.
Let's just see the room, okay?
But how can we say we're not a glum lot and then meet at a mortuary? We'll have to change our name to the Bunch of Stiffs group.
We'll just list the address. No one will know it's a funeral parlor.
Until they get here and they're greeted by the four horsemen.
Mr. Riley said there'd be a side entrance that would be just for us.
I see it, with a hearse parked outside.
Welcome. You must be Selena.
It's the same.
Kate has told me so much about you. Excuse my cold hands. I was working in the freezer. And you are...
Rebel, no need to shake hands.
I know Kate from Al-Anon, and she was telling me your AA group needs a place to meet. We have a room we rarely use that might be just right. It's at the end of the hall. I'll get the keys and meet you.
Thank you.
I get it now. He's in Al-Anon, and his revenge is making alcoholics meet in a crypt.
Stop it.
I wouldn't want to be an old-timer coming here to celebrate my anniversary.
We have lots of flowers for you, Joe.
My father was an AA, And do you see the placard above the door? He named this the Serenity Room.
How about that?
I'm sure he's smiling in his grave right now. This is our cheeriest room.
I love the warm colors and all the plants.
It would come with 60 of these chairs. Try sitting in one.
Ooh, that's comfy.
It's the same cushioning we use in the caskets.
Just sink right in.
You can keep your supplies in these two closets, and the kitchen has a high-end coffee machine.
Isn't this wonderful, Rebel?
We can get pretty loud with the laughter and cheering at anniversaries. Won't that conflict with the graveness?
All the celebrations of life we hold can get lively, too. It's not a problem.
Now and then we'll get someone who's drunk and disruptive.
Now and then we hold an Irish wake.
I'm not sure we could afford such a nice room.
We can make the rent what you paid at your last place.
Is there a bathroom?
There are several.
I meant, I've got to go.
Oh, down the stairs and to the right. So what do you think, Selena?
Very nice. But it will be up to the group.
Of course. You know, if you've got someone who's in denial, we could always bring them downstairs, where the bodies are, and show them what cirrhosis really looks like.
I don't think we'll do that, but...
It's okay. Your friend just walked into the restoration room.
You're white as a sheet.
I'm fine. Just saw more than I needed to see. What places are left?
The courthouse.
So people can feel sentenced to AA? I've seen enough of that courthouse to last my lifetime. What else?
Dave said the pool hall had a spare room.
Right. Let's check it out. Get in the car.
This isn't a spare room, it's a closet.
Yeah, too bad. As long as we're here, you want to play a game of pool?
Sure. We also need to talk about the business meeting tomorrow. I'm putting together a spreadsheet to go with the photos.
A spreadsheet?
But my question is, do we, the committee, make a recommendation? If we can agree on one...
Let's play first, then we'll talk.
Okay. I'll pick a table and sticks. You get some balls.
I don't like the sound of that. Mind if I break?
Go ahead. I'm sure you love busting up that nice, neat triangle and sending everything flying in different directions.
Yep, that's me. Looks like I'm Stripes.
You're quick on the trigger.
Yep.
So, no pausing to plan where you want to leave yourself for the next shot?
Nope, that's boring. Oh, your turn.
I like to plan ahead, because then I get easier shots. There's a reason we have the slogan, Easy Does It. Because easy is what gets it done.
Where'd you learn to play?
Where do you think? In bars.
Okay, you were on a roll, but what are you gonna do now?
Bank shot, 6 in the side pocket. All part of the plan. Yoga's helped my game. Better balance and focus. Combination, 4 ball, corner pocket.
Wait, you can't sink 2 of your balls with one shot.
I just did.
Well, then you lose your turn.
No, I called the 4. It went in. I get to keep shooting.
I think I'm getting hustled.
It was your idea to play pool. 8 ball, corner pocket.
Don't scratch.
I won't. Another game?
No.
Okay, let's talk.
I've got to go.
But we need a plan for tomorrow.
No, we don't.
But then you'll be pushing for the library, and I'll be pushing for the yoga studio. What the group needs now is unity.
Yes, unity, not uniformity. Passionate debate and clashing opinions are signs of a strong group. What we don't want is mindless conformity. I gotta go.
I had no idea Selena was a pool shark. We had a good talk that night.
And Tradition 12 says to put principles before personalities.
That doesn't mean no personalities. Concept 3 empowers trusted servants to use their own judgment.
Concepts 4 and 5 ensure diverse voices are heard.
Don't be throwing concepts at me. I'm barely getting the traditions.
How about some Al-Anon? It's okay to disagree. Just don't be disagreeable. And it's okay to make mistakes. Our traditions weren't based on what we did right. They're based on what we learned from our mistakes. Even the group conscience can be wrong. But we usually fix it. AA is like a self-cleaning oven. So don't worry about the meeting tomorrow. We'll work through it all together.
For that, I am responsible.
Photos of the sites are up here along with copies of the spreadsheet.
A spreadsheet? Doesn't Tradition 9 say AA ought never be organized?
Yes, but then it says we may create committees responsible to those they serve. And this spreadsheet is our committee being responsible to us.
For the record, I had nothing to do with the spreadsheet. Selena did it all, and it's really helpful for comparing the different places.
I don't know how to read this freaking thing. Just tell us what to do, Selena.
Well, Tradition 1 says to put the common welfare first, that we're each just a small part of a great whole. But it's like when you buy that furniture you have to put together. You need to use every single part of it, or it won't come out right. Every screw.
Every nut.
Yes. We need participation of all our mixed nuts. And Tradition 2 says somehow a business meeting run by a bunch of drunks will come to a decision through an informed group conscience.
If we trust our trusted servants in the process.
Here's something you can trust. Rebel looked at every place we visited with Tradition 3 in mind. There can't be any barriers for newcomers. Everyone needs to feel welcome.
We also had Tradition 5 in mind, picking a place where we can focus on our primary purpose, helping the alcoholic who still suffers.
Because that's how we stay sober. By helping someone else.
And how we stay unified. Our common solution binds us together.
Tradition 6.
Right. We don't want to be distracted by money, property, or prestige.
I found this out the hard way.
In Tradition 7, we should pick a place we can afford because we need to be self-supporting.
If it's too expensive, we'll get distracted by money.
But if it's too cheap, it'll be unattractive. Whatever tradition that is.
11.
And it shouldn't feel like a professional office, because we're amateurs. Doing this for free and for fun.
Tradition 8. And Tradition 9. It should feel relaxed and casual. The least possible organization, the fewest spreadsheets.
And we leave our politics at the door, our bumper stickers stay in the parking lot, our political t-shirts stay at home.
Now I get what you've been saying to me, Kate, about the spirit of anonymity. I'm feeling it in this room.
And let's remember, AA is about one alcoholic talking to another. We can do that on a curb, in a parking lot, anywhere. It's the message and the people, not the place. We talked about it all at that meeting. The photos, the feet, the pastries. And should I tell you where we ended up? Where we're meeting now?
Welcome. The meeting is at the end of the hall. You don't want to go downstairs.
And who did I run into at Henri's the other day? Selena and Rebel, having coffee after yoga class.
But why do they have to name all the poses after farm animals? The cow, the horse. The chicken.
There's no chicken pose. There's a warrior pose.
Yeah, I call that the warrior pose. I'm always worried I'm doing it wrong.
Well, good for you, giving yoga a try.
I'm hoping it helps my pool game. Hey, when are we playing again?
Any day of the week.
Yeah, maybe we'll try miniature golf though one time. Do something a little different.
What, you scared?
Darts, I don't know. Bowling, maybe we'll just take a walk.
And that's a wrap on Season 2 of Our Primary Purpose, the official podcast of the General Service Office of the U.S. and Canada, made possible thanks to your Seventh Tradition contributions. We hope you've had as much fun as we have on this journey. From our international convention in Vancouver to the virtual spaces in which some members meet and everywhere in between. While you wait on news about Season 3, come see some folks from GSO in person at a regional forum near you. These events are a great avenue to have your voice heard by the General Service Board, AAWS, AA Grapevine, and the General Service Office. The four regional forums taking place this year will be in the Western Canada, Eastern Canada, Southeast, and Pacific regions. To see the schedule of upcoming regional forums, visit aa.org.